Hello, guys. Welcome to episode 6 of the Red Line Show. Today is going to be a solo show, just me. We don't have a guest. This one's uploaded a little late this Tuesday. We're in the afternoon. I'm recording it on the Tuesday that it's going out. So, yeah, these last few episodes have been a little late. We didn't have one last week. I hope you guys enjoy the one with Brandon. That one's actually, the video version of that is uploading to YouTube right now. I finally figured out I was having some issues with the video editor, which is why it wasn't up so quickly after the recording. That's why it's taken 2 weeks after recording to get it up. But I finally figured out the issues we were having, and it's finally being uploaded as I speak right now. So that should be up. I don't know how much longer it's got. Probably another couple hours. My internet is so slow. It'll be up hopefully by the time this podcast is up. Go check it out if you guys are into video podcasts. Hopefully expect more of those in the future. This one's not going to be a video. We'll see about the next one, but I'd like to do some more video podcasts and maybe switch up a little bit of the set. And that last podcast I did with Brandon, near the end, we had kind of discussed the possibility of how doing a video podcast would be, and I think from the podcast that I watch and what I've seen, it would make more sense to have me facing the guest rather than the guest and I facing one camera. So I would be facing the guest, and then we'd have one camera looking at both of us, and then two other cameras facing me and then the guest for different angles, so we'll toy with that. I expect some video podcasts in the future. With the video podcasts, they'll still be available on Spotify podcasts, Apple podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts on video form as well, just how they usually are. And then they'll also be available on YouTube to watch on YouTube. I don't know. They might be uploaded right now. I know for the few, like one or two YouTube music listeners out there, I know they're adding a podcast section to that app. I don't know if we're on it, and I don't know if I have to add it separately. I checked because I am a YouTube music listener myself. All the podcasts that I listen to, they're not all there. So I'm going to do some research and see how to get the podcast on there if it isn't on there already. I don't know. We'll see. But what has happened recently in the car world? Well, my car is repaired. The motor is running smoother. I don't believe it was. It wasn't fixed last time. I wasn't driving it. That was 2 weeks ago when Brandon was on that podcast. I'm pretty sure I still had it parked. Big shout out to Autobahn Auto Works for helping me out over there. We got, it ended up being bad supercharger intercoolers. I don't know if I had the diagnosis back when I recorded the last one or what, but I've got new supercharger intercoolers in there, full carbon cleaning. We did new valve cover gaskets, as well as new oil filter housing, I think, if I'm remembering that correctly. But it's running smoothly. There's still a couple things to fix on it as far as maintenance goes. Hashtag Audi ownership life, I guess. but it's running smoothly. I went to Leavenworth this past weekend with the 206 Audis group. A couple people from Autobahn Auto Works went on the cruise. I think everyone from Autobahn Auto Works went on the cruise. Had a blast. The car ran so smooth. It was so much fun driving that thing. That's the first proper drive I've really taken that car on since ownership. I never really pushed it that hard even before it was having issues. And I will say it is coming from a Miata, on the handling perspective, it's a lot different. I obviously knew that the S4 just naturally wouldn't handle as good as a Miata with it not having 50-50 weight distribution. I don't know what the weight distribution on that is. I'm sure I could look it up and see. But the Miata, that motor is pretty much, I mean, most of that motor is in behind the front axle. On the S4, the motor is pretty much almost entirely over the front axle, so it is a lot more front heavy than the Miata was, and I really, really noticed that through some high speed turns. Now, and also just the weight in general. I mean, the weight distribution is obviously different, and I think that it also weighs about 3,700 pounds, if I recall correctly, as opposed to like low 2,000s on the Miata. So it's a lot different. It looks like weight distribution. I'm not seeing the exact numbers, but it is not 50-50. It looks like it is the 2.0T has a curb weight of 5,545, and the 3-liter, I assume, is a little worse than that, since I would assume the 3-liter is heavier motor as compared to the 2.0. Not seeing anything else. Something here says 6,248, but I don't know if that's legit or not. But yeah, it's not as good as the Miata, and I really do notice it. But the speed on tap that car has is nuts for me to be used to, because the Miata just didn't have that. There were a couple roads we went on that I had driven in the Miata a couple times, and some of those really, really nice highways, when you're going uphill super high in elevation, you're in like third or second gear in the Miata, just like barely getting to 60 or 70, and you're putting in work. And I mean, obviously the Audi is totally fine with that, having like four times the horsepower the Miata did. But yeah, it's fun. It does it super smoothly, handled the whole drive well. It was a lot of fun, super comfortable. If anyone knows how to get rid of the raspiness in the drone on a Catalyst setup, let me know. the car sounds great at wide open throttle, but there's a little rev range in there around like 2,000-ish that's got quite a bit of rasp, and from what I understand, it's just the nature of having a Catalyst exhaust setup, because pretty much everyone recommends the AWE Touring exhaust, which is exactly what the car has, but yeah, having no cats is just very raspy. But yeah, wide open throttle sounds amazing, car handled super well. Brandon, also on the last podcast, we were talking about his Park Imprint event he was hosting. I wasn't able to make it there because I was in Leavenworth, but heard that went well. He had a lot of orders. It was very busy, which is good, especially considering the rain. Fun thing at Griot's, looked from the pictures I saw, it looked like a lot of fun. So if any of you guys went over there, shout out. It sounds like there's another one in the works, so keep your eyes out if you're local and didn't make it to that one, or did and want to go to another one. There should be another one possibly sometime in the future. In terms of this weekend car stuff going on, this is like the most, like weather-wise, the most lame start to a car show season ever in Washington. So the drive to Leavenworth was fine after we got over the pass in terms of rain, but before that it was just, I mean, we couldn't see like five car lengths ahead of us. The rain was so bad. And then this weekend, the weather starts getting better by the time made it home. Weather yesterday was great. Weather today is great. So I'm getting all excited in my head. Exotics at Redmond Town Center. Oh, it's going to be packed this weekend. It's going to be full. I checked the weather app and it's like 90% chance of rain. So RTC might not happen again this weekend. I'm pretty sure it got canceled last weekend as well, this past weekend, due to rain. And it looks like it's also going to get canceled this weekend, which is a bummer. But then again, it's still early. We'll get our fun summers in here real soon. So, in terms of guests to, I can't speak apparently. In terms of guests to expect on further episodes, I was actually going to bring the podcast recording equipment to Leavenworth. Wanted to record an episode with my buddy Travis while we were there, since he was on the drive as well. But I totally left the equipment at home, which was a bummer because my hotel room had like a perfect table set up in the corner that would have actually looked great for a podcast. And we probably would have gotten a good one in at late after dinner at like midnight. Would have been fun to record a podcast and just BS for an hour. But nonetheless, I left my podcast equipment here. Maybe we'll have him on next week. Hopefully you guys know who he is. We'll see. So yeah, maybe we'll have him on next week. We shall see. I know we'll get him on at some point. I really want to get a mic set up here with three mics. We can do more than one person, because it would be so much fun to do these shows with two other people, because you just get like a whole different, just a whole different experience talking with more than one person at a time. Especially if, you know, we all know each other, we're all part of the same friend group. It's just different. So expect that in the future. Yeah, more video podcasts, more guests on here. If you guys have anyone in mind that you'd want on here that's local, send them my way. I have a few big people that I'm trying to reach out to. I don't want to say anything yet because I don't want to jinx anything or spoil anything, but stay tuned for future episodes. Nothing's set in stone yet, but there's some ideas brewing, some thoughts rolling in my head. Still need to plan a game segment here. I liked asking Brandon what his dream three-car garage would be. That's always a fun one because everyone has a little bit of a different answer. And my answer changes just about every month. So yeah, expect more guests, more video podcasts, game segment at some point. You know, maybe I incorporate you guys, the listeners, into the game segment. Maybe there's a way that you guys can pitch in to the game segment somehow. Maybe we'll figure something out. So stay tuned to that. I'd like to get you guys, the listeners, involved more. I think that would make this a lot of fun as well. So there's always more things coming. Hopefully we'll get back to our regularly scheduled every week, every Tuesday schedule instead of every other week on Tuesdays. But thank you guys for listening. Sorry for the short episode this week again. We'll have a guest on next week, I promise. You guys can hold me to it. And I will see you guys in that episode next week. Later.